USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation on Tuesday after the final withdrawal from Afghanistan. Speaking from the White House, the president said he took responsibility for the decision to pull out American military forces and said that he was working within the agreement his administration was handed.
My predecessor had made a deal with the Taliban. When I came into office, we faced a deadline, May 1. The Taliban onslaught was coming. We faced one of two choices: follow the agreement of the previous administration and extend it to have or extend have more time for people to get out, or send in thousands of more troops and escalate the war. To those asking for a third decade of war in Afghanistan, I ask, what is the vital national interest?
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A major wildfire inches closer to Lake Tahoe. Lance Pry has the details.
Northern California's Caldor Fire jumped a major highway to reach Lake Tahoe Basin Monday night. The weeks-old wildfire jumped both the eastern and western sides of Highway 89 in the Sierra Nevadas. Some 22,000 people were ordered to evacuate the city of South Lake Tahoe and surrounding communities, causing traffic jams on the eastbound 50. With more than 186,500 acres burned, the fire was 15% contained Monday night. Extreme fire conditions in the state have prompted California's Forest Service to close all national forests effective just before midnight Tuesday through September 17th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And rock band Kiss has postponed more dates on their end-of-the-road tour after frontman Gene Simmons tested positive for COVID-19. According to a statement from the band, Simmons is experiencing mild symptoms. Kiss hopes to resume their tour on September 9th in Irvine, California. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The cleanup from Hurricane Ida has begun in Louisiana, even as a million people are still without power, and suppliers say it may take weeks to restore electricity. Senator Bill Cassidy says that's the biggest need in his state right now. The Louisiana Republican tells CBS News that the situation will remain desperate until power returns.
They need electricity. We have a million people without electricity. All of Orleans, Jefferson Parish, St. Bernard, and Flacton. Imagine you are a patient who relies upon home oxygen, and you've got a generator, but you can't get gasoline for your generator because the gas station doesn't have electricity to pump the gas. So we need to have electricity restored. There's also the places that have flooded down in the Fouche, Terrebonne Parish, St. John's, and others. Obviously, your home's flooded. You need a place to stay.
And the COVID pandemic has brought the U.S. closer to Social Security's insolvency. Tim Berg explains.
A new report says Social Security trust funds are expected to run out of money earlier than expected. There are two accounts that pay out benefits. One is the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Fund. That's expected to run dry in 2033, 1 year earlier than anticipated. The other program is the Disability Insurance Trust Fund. That's forecast to remain solvent through 2057.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.